The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If this is the first time you've come across our program on Sirius XM, whether it be the traditional radio dial or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. We are grateful that you've joined us each and every week for well over two decades. Some of the most important things that we like to do on this show is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
Actually listening so nicely to how you were. Well, this is a great show. I'm just going to sit here and listen. Well, hello, listeners. No. I'm Dr. Angela Stangler. If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can listen to past shows, read some really good articles, sign up for our free newsletter. And we really do have a great show today talking about allergies and how to differentiate between allergies, sinus infections. And Kelly, yeah, you were telling me you woke up not feeling, you know, you're 100% today with allergies.
Well, you know, every now and then you got to take one for the team. And with 80-degree weather during the day and 35 at night, you run that air even though you don't want to, and you wake up a little stuffed up. But again, I woke up many, many hours ago. I put in a number of things in my body, whether it be quercetin, allergy wellness that contains that, and a little bit of clear nasal spray. And heck, I'm ready to go, Dr. Ange. I'm not feeling weird like I would if I would have taken an OTC. I'm raring to go. So again, we'll do a show today that'll help so many. You see a lot of patients at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, and people sometimes will think about allergies maybe only once a year. But again, we're going to cover all different points on this show. But I think maybe a good starting point is to tell the sufferers of allergies out there how common allergies are so they don't feel like maybe they're the only one dealing with it.
That's a really good question. And I want to say like everybody has allergies because that's what it seems like. And, you know, even this morning when I woke up, I had a blanket on me that was full of dog hair, and I had fallen asleep a bit downstairs, and there was a bunch of dust, and I woke up with this awful headache. And, you know, after I took the shower and cleaned my nasals out a bit, I felt a lot better. So it's nice to be able to, you know, sit back and go, okay, what triggered that? And that's what people need to do when they suffer from allergies is make a good kind of list of what led up to my allergy-type symptoms. And what's interesting is that, you know, it's not just the things like the sniffles and the headaches, but also, you know, skin rashes. And, you know, people don't realize that, yeah, you can break out when you have some allergies. If it's environmental, maybe it's bug bites, you know, and people don't realize, especially with this time of year, that you could be sleeping in your bed and being bit by things. And you wake up and you've got some bites on you and some rashes, and we've got to figure out, okay, what's going on, that what's causing this allergic reaction? So I would have to say that, you know, one out of five people in the U.S. are affected by hay fever, just hay fever. But there's a lot of other types of allergies, not just hay fever.
Oh, absolutely. And again, not only are the trees changing and our environment changing, but when you have a pet or even a dog, their coats start to change too. They're differentiating from winter to summer. They're shedding. We have three dogs here, you know, two border collies who are pretty hairy and energetic. Yeah. And then we have our old man dog Buddy, and he's a Vizsla Rhodesian Ridgeback. And, you know, they all shed. And as much as you try to keep up with that, again, it can get into things and you can develop pet dander allergies, grass, tree, all kinds of stuff, Dr. Ange, even dust mites or even other bugs that can find their way. As the season changes, everything starts to come alive. It's almost like from winter to spring, everybody's trying to, you know, get out of their cocoons and get moving. And then, you know, one thing, Dr. Ange, that I like to point out, it also really makes a difference of what I said, like the heaters. So many people use the heater, you know, during the winter months, And that's a really setup for drying yourself out. We're kind of lucky. We don't have to use it as much because we live in California. But for people who live in Iowa or Minnesota, you can imagine what they're going through.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, hopefully my husband's not going to get mad at me when I tell you this story. So maybe Dr. Mark, we won't tell him that we recorded this. When we first got married, I was using a certain detergent, and he would sneeze and cough, and he'd have like eczema on his hands. And I finally realized I was causing that allergic reaction to him. I felt terrible. I was like, oh, this poor guy. I was blaming it on the season. I was blaming it on the heaters, and it was my fault. I changed the detergent. And so it is, you just don't know what your body's going to react to. And in California, we do have, you know, the heaters that go through the whole house as well, and that can be very drying, and you can wake up with really dry mucous membranes. But allergies is, if you like to be a detective, it's one of my most favorite things to treat, because we really get into what leads up to your allergic symptoms. And it is fascinating when you get down to it.
Oh, really? All the different environmental factors, like you said, some of the chemical factors, Dr. Ann. So excited to talk about this today. If you want to read a bunch of articles, you can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com to learn more under the radio section of what me and Dr. Ann are going to continue to talk about throughout the show. But also go and check her out. She has a new website. It's docangela.com, docangela.com. Just a wonderful website. So listeners can go and learn more there. But when we come back, we're going to decipher what springtime really can do to your respiratory system, and if it can wreak havoc, and what can we look at? Are we looking at the signs and symptoms? We're going to pick Dr. Angela's brain on that. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some Spray?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com. Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin, where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
Research shows that Asian cultures enjoy greater health and longevity when compared to Western cultures, in large part to their omega and antioxidant-rich diet of sea plants. They enjoy enhanced immune health, increased energy, less joint stiffness, healthier hair, skin, and nails, and more balanced body weights because sea vegetables have more natural nutrients compared to land vegetables. Most Americans don't have access to this nutrition until Sea Veg, a daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 vitamins and minerals derived from sea plants. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting of sea plants from the remaining pristine waters of the North Atlantic, providing an easy way to get all those nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas for adults, children, and pets. Get Sea Veg today by calling 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com.
Com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young, featuring America's Natural Doctor. We have been covering an interesting conversation with our good friend of the show, Dr. Angela Stengler from the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Angela was sharing with us how common allergies are out there, little things that can come up as the season starts to change. And that's what we were going to talk about. And we told you before we went to break, Dr. Ann, it's interesting because springtime, it's time to renew, right? We're getting out of the dark winter months. Things are blooming. We have trees blossoming. Little birds are chirping. You have all that kind of stuff. But again, for some people, because of the environmental allergies, they can develop different things that maybe they don't want to deal with. And then sometimes they're forced to take an OTC. They don't feel great. They wake up the next morning with almost like a hangover effect from that. But again, let's kind of explain to people the differences. Like when you're looking at a springtime type of issue, what would be some of the signs and symptoms that potentially people can look for?
So that's a really good question. So yeah, springtime, most definitely you've got some sneezing, like, you know, that little post-nasal drip. So we've got an irritating cough. You can have some pain and congestion, you know, right above the eyes, right below the eyes. Your eyes can get really like a tired feeling. Patients have like sometimes like redness around their eyes. They're very irritated. They could be watery or they could be dry, which is interesting. Headaches are very, very common as well. And just that feeling of not feeling right, just kind of like out of it, you know, like your brain is foggy. And so when people experience this every year, and sometimes they have it multiple times a year, depending upon, their sensitivity and what they are being, you know, what is surrounding them. Like you and I were just talking about my kids coming home this past week, and they all went from one environment on the East Coast to a completely different environment on the West Coast. It really can affect your immune system and allergies that you don't have in one part of the country, you can have in another. And so that's definitely something that is a real because you don't feel well. And I think the fatigue probably bothers people the most, that and that feeling of like heaviness in your eyes. Very, very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and just struggling sometimes if you can't breathe out of one side of your sinuses, you know, that could become overwhelming. You feel aggravated. Your head feels like the size of a Goodyear blimp. And then I like that you bring up the eyes because people who do have chronic allergies year round can get those eye bags underneath, and it just makes you just don't feel great. So again, that's why we're doing a show like this. We're getting people prepared, things that you can look at. And again, Dr. Angie brought up in the opening segment about skin reactions like eczema.
Yeah, our skin, it can be very, very sensitive, and it doesn't only react to things internally, right? So if you eat something, you may have a skin reaction, also can react to something that's on the external. And we did speak a little bit about, you know, bed bugs and other bugs as well. And everybody has different reactions to things. I always like to use my patients as examples because I learn so much from them. I've got a couple of patients that if they're bit by a mosquito, they completely blow up like a huge Skeeter syndrome. And other people can be bit by a mosquito and it's no issues at all. You know, it really depends on the person, how sensitive they are. So that's why you always, and I'm going to go back to this whole, you know, importance of optimal health, making sure that their essential fatty acids are adequate, making sure they're not eating a lot of sugar in their diet. And I only talk about those things because when we do see allergies and allergy symptoms, we want to look at the whole person and not just treat their symptom because we want to optimize their health so that the next season when allergies come, they don't have as bad of a reaction. I mean, and it really sounds like a lot of work, but it's not because you feel a lot better when you start healing your body from the inside out. And then the next season you're like, oh, my allergies weren't as bad. Well, that's because we optimized your immune system. So yeah, you definitely can get eczema. Some kids especially will get worse eczema during the summer and some worse during the winter. Again, it depends on what they're sensitive to, what's in their environment. So, you hate to just put people in a little cookie cutter that everybody's going to have skin reactions this time of year because that's just not true. We just really look at, okay, every November, so-and-so gets, you know, face rashes. What's going on every November? Weather changes, diet changes, colds and flus that are around. So that's why I always say it's really an investigation in process.
And then you look at what we've been going through this pandemic the last almost 2 years. Inflammation levels have been through the roof, you know, creating all this inflamed state. And again, like Dr. Mark always shares on the show, inflammatory factors aren't always bad, but when you have it and it's just ignited 24/7, it can lead to other things. I knew people who didn't have autoimmune conditions or allergies until maybe they dealt with something during this last 2 years. And then all of a sudden things are popping up that they didn't have before. Are you seeing that at a clinical level?
You know, that's a very good question. And I am seeing more autoimmunity. This week alone, I did diagnose a couple of autoimmune conditions. And, you know, just my sixth sense of knowing my patients so well and seeing how their health has changed and going, you know what, there's something different that's been going on since whatever the situation happened with them that they didn't have before. And so I'm running autoimmune panels with it's like a cascade. And sure enough, they're coming up with these autoimmune illnesses that goes right back to that inflammation. Okay, so now we need to get back to basics and start with your day-to-day life and redo all of your supplements and, you know, maybe do a referral to a rheumatologist so we're on the right page of how we're going to treat this. But yes, I am seeing more autoimmune conditions than before. 100%. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, and then when you have little ones dealing with, you know, maybe an allergy, whether it be a skin affliction or, you know, even seasonal stuff, that can be, they can't really communicate with us, especially as they're younger. So again, getting in tune with that. But the big question in the room, Dr. Ange, and I think a lot of people always wonder, how do I know the difference between if it's an allergy or some type of an infection? What can you add to that if you don't mind?
Yeah, really good question. So keeping in mind that when you do have allergies, you could feel a little bit hot. That doesn't mean you have a fever, but, you know, you don't feel your best. So you kind of feel a little bit heated. But when someone comes in and we're trying to figure out, is this also a sinus infection on top of allergies? You really look at the severity. There's a big one. But again, that's something else. It varies from person to person. Some people can have really severe allergies and not have an infection, you know. So, again, you got to know your body. If they are coughing anything up of a different color, blowing their nose, and it's, you know, maybe really, really green, then we know, okay, there may be an infection going on there. If you're feeling, if you have like an active cough, and also if they have a history of like sinusitis, then we're a little more careful and treating it a little more aggressive with some herbs that will help the sinuses in addition to helping the allergies. And the other thing that we really find helpful is when we do breathing treatments with things like NAC, glutathione, that helps regardless if it's allergies or sinuses, you know, because you want to open that area and decrease that mucus. And so the pressure as well underneath the eyes and over the eyes, that can be painful in allergies and in infections. So it's really depending upon what that person's history is. And if it's someone that's always had sinus infections, you're like, uh-oh, this could turn into a sinus infection. So you just keep an eye on it.
Now, many people turn to over-the-counter medications such as antihistamines. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Ange?
Well, you don't want to be in pain. You know, and you don't want to be uncomfortable. So if someone needs to take, you know, the Zyrtec, the Claritin, maybe Flonase, you know, for temporary reasons, then I don't have a problem with that. What the issue is that later they can have, I've seen bloody noses, I've seen headaches, you know, kind of some of the symptoms almost get worse by using that. So we have to be really careful with, as we slowly wean them off those things and then use some natural products so they don't get any, you know, any of those side effects that they don't like from the over-the-counter products, but we want them to still get relief. So I have no problem with over-the-counter products as long as, you know, we're not abusing them.
But it's so interesting how each body and each person is so different. And I think it's really interesting when we're looking at the genetic part of it, even the enzymatic process of maybe how our body deals with something. I'll give you an example. If I take Benadryl, it gives me a totally different effect than if, you know, my sister takes Benadryl. She'll be tired, she'll go to bed. I take Benadryl and I become almost like I've had 1,000 cups of coffee and I am not going to bed for a long time. Why do you think that could happen, Dr. Ange? The opposite.
Wow.
Of that.
That's interesting. Yeah. So there must be a genetic SNP or something, right, that your body is metabolizing it in that way.
Yeah,
everybody does respond differently. And then the big question I ask is, well, has it helped? And, you know, I'd say 70% of the time they say no, you know. So you're expecting a different result and you're doing the same treatment. And so that's when you really need to step back and go, okay, you've been taking, let's say, you know, Claritin or whatever every single day for the past 4 years. You still don't feel well with your allergies. So what else is going on? If they really feel married to taking that medication, go ahead, keep taking it as we treat you from the inside out, and then slowly decrease the medication. Because like you said, it is habit, you know, it can be habit forming for people, and it can be really something that they really feel like they need to take every single day. And it can cause panic if they don't. And now you got a whole nother problem you have to deal with.
Absolutely. And again, we're going to go out to that break, but you can learn more about us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio section. Also a direct link to learn more about Dr. Angela Stangler. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, Dr. Angela Stangler from the Stangler Center of Integrative Medicine is giving us a rundown on allergies and why they're just not seasonal anymore, how people are dealing with allergies year-round, reasons why, signs and symptoms, ways that she's sharing with her patients on perhaps how to deal with these types of situations. And again, Dr. Angela, before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the antihistamines and things that you can get OTC at their store. We talked about a couple of side effects of long-term use. Obviously, people are already dealing with anxiety and aches and pains, so tightness of the chest could not be a great way to deal with something to fix another situation. But let's talk a little bit more about some of the side effects of oral decongestants that may include for some of the people out there buying OTC.
Yeah, sure. And it's interesting that you mentioned things like tightness of the chest and, you know, side effects from other like nasal sprays. One that I hear a lot from college students is they really feel even more tired when they do some of these nasal sprays, which I always find really frustrating for them because they're taking it to, you know, because they are having a hard time focusing because they have congestion in their head, and then they're doing the over-the-counter nasal spray, and then I get a message where, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't focus. I was really, really tired. I was weak. I'm like, okay, so now we really got to hit the rubber to the road here and try some alternatives for you instead of taking some of these over-the-counters. So some of the oral decongestions, trouble sleeping, and nervousness is really the one that I see a lot, like the agitation, not feeling, you know, in control, and the feeling of anxiety. And so I'll get messages of people like, oh, my gosh, for 2 hours I was really shaky. I was really jittery. And so then we kind of have to look back, okay, what did you take? If you really want to take that, let's half the dose while we do some other things naturally that can do the same thing without those side effects. So it's really that restlessness and the feeling of anxiety and the heart racing and things that, that concerns most people.
Well, yeah, no one wants to feel like that. And I think in times over the last 2 years, we've all kind of felt like that. Talk about that sleep, Dr. Ange. I mean, I'm sure you encourage your patients to get as much REM sleep as you possibly can, only because that's when the body's kind of re-inoculating, re-healing, and kind of taking a breath, break throughout the day and taking a breath. What do you see on that, Dr. Ange? Do you see a lot of your patients dealing with allergies, maybe getting up in the night, disturbing their husband or wife because they just can't breathe through that nostril?
Oh, yeah, it's awful for them. Yeah, if they're really, really stuffy and they're having trouble sleeping, irrespective of what medication they're taking, then, yes, that's going to affect their immune system. It's going to affect how they feel the next day, and it's going to affect their partner, who's not going to be very happy because they're not going to get a good sleep. And so that's when, you know, things such as, you know, the air filters, the humidifiers, taking a hot shower before bed, those things really do help. And, you know, cleaning out those nasals with the grapefruit seed, xylitol extracts and things, the nasal sprays that are really, really helpful. And to help their mind, because a lot of people with the nighttime allergies, they know when they go to bed, something, you know, if their window's open, they're going to get stuffy, but they want, you know, the fresh air. That's when we want to get a nice, you know, fan in there with the air filter, and then doing things to help them relax before bed, whether that's, you know, using some herbs or some nutrients, is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really come a long way. There's these things, they're all natural. You can go and buy, they have different scents like eucalyptus, and they're just these little squares that you can actually put in your shower that creates, when you go in, a steam effect that kind of helps you to clear that out. Again, it's all natural herbs and a little, you know, disc that would essentially look like what you would put in your dishwasher. Again, if you do the eucalyptus, I will give you one caution, as I use it quite a bit and have 3 dogs. Do not let your dog come into that shower area because eucalyptus, they can have an allergy to that. So just a little caveat. And then on the xylitol, how helpful that is for so many people dealing with nasal issues, the amount of studies that have been done on that, always make sure to keep xylitol away from your pups too, because it is poisonous to them. So just little things we like to say, Dr. Ange, so we don't get any mail of people telling us, you know, we got to protect our 4-legged and 3-legged friends. So we got to do some housekeeping every now and then, right?
Oh, well, you know, it's true. I mean, I love my dog. The other day, my little doggy got into some little CBD gummies that we sell at the office, and I was ready for him to just be relaxed the whole day long. And you know, you got to be careful. Make sure your dogs aren't getting into that stuff. It is very, very true. And I will tell you, and you bring up a good point, Kelly. I mean, we don't want to get this hate mail. And there are days if I wake up because I've had my window open, or like I said, I've slept with a blanket with a bunch of dog hair and I have a massive headache, I will take, you know, a painkiller. Over-the-counter painkiller, like a Tylenol or something like that. It's not a terrible thing to do every now and again if you really need to focus. It's the issue is when you're doing it every single day. And I had a patient yesterday that takes pain medication quite a high dose every single night, and she's been doing it for years. And there were some blood things that came up that were concerning. And sometimes you have to see on the lab test that what you're taking every single day for many, many years is having some consequences, whether it's liver health or kidney health or something like that. And so that's always my concern, is the reason why we have these over-the-counter things that help with symptoms is for, you know, it's great, you know, for every now and again. But if it's a long-term issue, that's when I get concerned of how is it affecting the person's body long-term.
Incorporating, you know, natural herbs and different things when we can. And then, again, if you're in a situation, I'll tell you, Dr. Ange, if I get hit by a car and you show up with some turmeric, I'm going to be pretty mad. So you better be prepared for that. I think I'm going to need a little something more than turmeric in that type of situation. But, and again, it's just finding that balance over time. And then another question, you're very big on testing. I love that you do that. Is there any types of tests potentially that people can do with their naturopathic MD, or even call, you know, and become a patient of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, to kind of see where those inflammatory factors are when it comes to allergies?
That's a really good question. So it depends, obviously, on the person. And I'm as you're talking, I'm thinking of a young woman not too long ago, actually. She had full body hives and everything, and we did some allergy testing on her. It was blood, environmental, through just a regular lab. It wasn't even a specialty lab, and it showed what her body environmentally was reacting to. And it was a lot of the environmental things that were actually in her house, and there was tons of different plants everywhere.
Wow.
The trees in her backyard, and those things, her body was, it had that IgE reaction. Wow, they were high. And she also had some other testing by an allergist as well, and we all looked at this, and you know, her mom had to get it all out of the house, and her skin cleared up. Now, it didn't clear up overnight, because remember, it had been going on for quite a long time. So yeah, that's why the investigation's so good. Also, things like mold, you know, if someone has a history of mold in their house, there are mold tests we can do. Obviously, there's food sensitivity tests, environmental tests like we talked about, heavy metal tests. I mean, it really depends on what the person's presenting with and what their history is. I always tell patients, don't think it's a stupid comment, right? If they have something in the back of their mind, just tell me, because that could make a big difference between if I'm running a test or not, because history is really, really important.
Yeah, definitely. And those mycotoxins, you want to really make sure. There's people that have come in. Dr. Marcus shared with me that maybe it was a husband and wife. They started not feeling good. Their kids started experiencing headaches. And again, just the place they had lived that they were renting, potentially they had mold and spores and they didn't know. And luckily, through some of these testings, they were able to figure it out. And it's interesting. If you go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, we're pretty proud. We always try to listen to you guys and what you ask of us. If you go under the shop button, there's an at-home test button now. And that, again, you can go direct and do some of these tests at home. Again, if you've been having environmental allergies or other allergies, it's a wonderful opportunity to get to learn more. Another thing that they do at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine is actually telemedicine. So although it's located in Encinitas, California, they can help patients all across the country doing telemedicine. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can visit docangela.com, or you can call the clinic, which the number is on there as well, and schedule an appointment and get to know what's going on. The one thing that I've learned from Dr. Angela from the many, many shows that we've done together is if you're not happy with your current doctor or health practitioner, you need to like think outside the box and become your own health advocate and pick a doctor that you feel is a part of your team. When you have a doctor who's very, very empowered and listens to you, and that's the key word. How many of us go to the doctor once a year? We get 20 minutes with them and they're like, yeah, you know, try to work on your cholesterol. See you next year, you know, type of thing. When it comes to health, you really want to be a part of that team and trust your system in place. So always just a little words of encouragement. It's not a bad deal if you break up with your doctor if you're not getting a response. Right, Dr. Angela?
Right, exactly. Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to... go ahead, Dr. Ann.
I was going to say, I always tell people, like, they're hiring me. I mean, it sounds weird, you know, but they're hiring me, and so I need to listen to them. It's my job, and it's a teamwork as well, and that's the beauty of being able to have a good relationship with your patient.
Well, if we had more like you, Dr. Ange, I think people would be excited to go see their doctor. So, again, we'll talk more about it when we come back from the break. If you get lost along the way, all of this information we're sharing with you is housed under americasnaturaldoctor.com. Be right back after the break.
Research shows that Asian cultures enjoy greater health and longevity when compared to Western cultures, in large part to their omega and antioxidant-rich diet of sea plants. They enjoy enhanced immune health, increased energy, less joint stiffness, healthier hair, skin, and nails, and more balanced body weights because sea vegetables have more natural nutrients compared to land vegetables. Most Americans don't have access to this nutrition until Sea Veg, a daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 vitamins and minerals derived from sea plants. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting of sea plants from the remaining pristine waters of the North Atlantic, providing an easy way to get all those nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas for adults, children, and pets. Get Sea Veg today by calling 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or at buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Stangler.com. At the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit MarkStangler.com. That's MarkStangler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC-MARK.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking all things allergies with our good friend, Dr. Angela Stangler. She's told us all about some things we may want to incorporate, some signs and symptoms to look at, maybe some different modalities to go down, whether it be testing or, you know, consulting your doctor if you've been on the same medication for a number of years and you're not feeling some kind of relief. Now, Dr. Ange, it's pretty interesting because there's a lot of different things out there that can help assist with seasonal allergies or year-round type of allergies. I know there's a lot that you like to recommend to your patients out there if they're ready to take that course of action with maybe a natural nutrient. What can you share with us about that, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I had briefly mentioned using NAC in the nebulizer that we use for breathing treatments, and that is like the inhalation way, right? We also recommend that quite a bit orally. And it is one of those amino acid-like products that helps thin the mucus, relieves the sinus congestion. I mean, we were using that, you know, all through COVID as well. And it's also a really good addition to someone who has those allergies and sinus as well, sinus issues. So it does help with the mucus and relieving the congestion, and it's a really good antioxidant also. So NAC, that's probably one of my favorites. And then, of course, the quercetin. We can't forget the quercetin, how much research there is on there. Dr. Mark has some, I think, a few studies on quercetin on the website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, and some of the studies up there with the quercetin phytosome. The actually one that we carry in our office is the one that has those studies on it, which is really, really important. It does act as a natural antihistamine. It's been shown to help reduce the discomfort of allergies. And so I'm extremely confident, you know, adding those two in any type of protocol, as like we don't want to forget the quercetin and the NAC. Really, really, really important. There's others as well, but those two I always want to explain to people. The studies are really good on that, and I know he's got a couple of articles on there about those two products.
Yeah, absolutely. There's over four articles on the quercetin phytosome delivery. Quercetin has always been really hard to absorb, so it's not like it's anything new, but this delivery system is what is new because more people can accept it. And he wrote a really great article on NAC, so you can go ahead and read that under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. You also recommend a formula called Allergy Wellness.
Allergy Wellness is something that we use quite often in the office for people that have those allergies, and it also includes the nettle leaf, which is really helpful to relieve that hay fever symptoms, like the sneezing and the itching. The amount of the quercetin is a little less in that one versus just the quercetin by itself. So sometimes we combine them. It really depends on what's going on with the person. Yeah, and there's some vitamin C in that as well. So you've got the quercetin, the NAC in there, the nettles, the eye bright. And yeah, eye bright we also use homeopathically for allergies as well, which is nice. If, you know, you can use it both ways because we use homeopathy a lot also. But the Allergy Wellness is something that, like when we were talking about some of these college kids going from the East Coast to the West Coast, they bring their Allergy Wellness with them because they know all of a sudden they're going to be changing seasons and they want to lower that reaction of the runny nose and the congestion and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it does work really well.
Yeah, and you mentioned homeopathic, Dr. Ange. What do you like to look at when you're helping a patient in office with that?
So in the office, it's so interesting. We ask a lot of questions about homeopathy because homeopathy definitely works upon, you know, fitting the actual remedy to the person. So it's not like everybody gets the same thing. And so we see a lot of, like, euphrasia, like we talked about. You can use that homeopathically for people that, you know, their biggest symptom might be these red, burning, tearing eyes, you know. We also have those. There's also the homeopathic eye drops as well that you can use that has the euphrasia in it also. So that's a big one. There is a homeopathic histaminum. I know it sounds really weird. It's like an antihistamine, one of those natural ones as well for someone that's got like the weird hives that are going on and different types of immune reactions. There's the homeopathic allium cepum. If someone's like, oh my goodness, my eyes are really, really burning and a lot of runny nosing. And so those are probably the main ones that I use. And also, oh, this is a funny one, the homeopathic sabadilla. If someone's constantly sneezing, and it sounds weird, but it is true. There are some people that are like constantly sneezing when they have their allergy, and that homeopathic fits really well. There are combination homeopathics. I don't mind those, but when we're in the office and we can get a lot more information about what's going on with their allergies, then we like to cater it to the person, which is really, I think it's more effective. But like I said, if you need to do a combination homeopathic, then it does work. I had a patient the other day, not only did he have COVID, but he had, he had like three or four things at the same time, a sinus infection. It was just a poor guy. And I gave him homeopathic pulsatilla because a lot of his mucus was like yellow and greenish. And he just kind of was a little bit on the weepier side because he didn't feel well, you know, so that was like the homeopathic for that situation. And so it's more detective work. You know, homeopathy does work really, really well. And I'm pretty sure Dr. Mark in his book, The Natural Cures, has, you know, like a list of the main homeopathics that we use for things like allergies. And it's fun to look in that and see what matches to it if you're not able to make an appointment with someone that uses homeopathy.
Yeah, and Prescriptions for Natural Cures is one of the best books. It literally, you can use it as an encyclopedia.
Prescription for Natural Cures, yeah, actually I'm just getting it out, and he does list quite a few of these homeopathics that we use. And you know what's so interesting is you never want to forget. When you have, you know, these allergies going on, you've got to look at the gut, because sometimes people are swallowing so much mucus, they get really nauseous and they can get diarrhea. And so you're like, okay, what's going on with the gut as well? We need to make sure that, you know, their gut is optimal. It sounds weird, like why would you look at the gut when someone's sneezing, you know, because of the trees? But it does make a difference. Your immune system is present in your GI system, and we need to make sure that's optimal.
Right, so making sure you're getting in a good quality probiotic and kind of nurturing yourself. And again, we had Dr. Paul Anderson on a couple of weeks ago. He's always such a good guest and so great to talk to. Good man, you know, working, helping all these doctors understand COVID with some of the protocols he puts into place. But again, Dr. Ange, this is interesting. Like, we don't sell the homeopathic products on the drstangler.com store, which you can find that under americasnaturaldoctor.com. All you have to do is click shop. We do have the allergy wellness, the quercetin, the NAC on the standalone, a number of other formulas that you should always be incorporating, D3, K2. I mean, that's something that you see so many people deficient in, and that's another thing that you might want to get in each and every day. What would you say about that, Dr. Ange?
Such an interesting point. Yeah, so we run vitamin D levels on patients, especially if they haven't had them ever done. And if they say, yeah, I have a history of having low vitamin D, and if they have like low immune system, or, you know, we like to check their vitamin D levels every year, and that is a very important for immune function, hormone health, skin health, all of the above. And I mean, I've seen vitamin D's as low as 10, you know, and we like to see it in the 40s. And I have people saying, oh, I've been taking vitamin D forever. Well, they're either not taking a good product or they're not taking it with food, which are, you know, two of the reasons that it wouldn't be absorbed well. And, you know, you really brought up a good point when we were talking about the gut, Kelly. People don't realize how important omega-3 fatty acids are when it comes to general health and inflammation. And, you know, we just don't eat as a, you know, society the way we should. And, you know, our intake of wild fish and things probably isn't as high as it should be. And so doing a good fish oil is really important. And it's funny because the other day I was taking another fish oil, not ours, but another one, and I had heartburn the whole day. And I was like, what is wrong with me? And I realized ours has that coat on it, so I never get sick when I take our fish oil, which does make a difference. So I'm not doing that.
It makes a big difference. It makes a really big difference, and the distillation process. And I think we've all been there with the burp and repeat when we try a new one. And that's why we kind of stay loyal to the ones we take. And again, in honor of you joining us, we're going to get 15% off on the store at drstangler.com when you use the code Angela. So again, you can get this information underneath the radio section at americasnaturaldoctor.com. But again, our certain collections of best-selling products, you'll get 15% off when using the code Angela at drstangler.com. Again, you can go to America's Natural Doctor and click on the shop and be directed straight to there. Dr. Angela, thank you for carving out the time for me today and to help our listeners understand really what's going on in the allergy sector.
Yeah, I think we got to talk 3 or 4 more hours about it. So I apologize for the long-windedness of myself, but it's always a pleasure, Kelly. I really appreciate it. I always have fun talking to you.
It's great. And again, listeners can go to DrAngela.com to learn more. We have some new podcasts put up on there and ones that you and I did together, whether it's talking reasons that you're having advanced aging, ways to feed your children from 0 to 18 and maybe add a little additional support, and why looking beyond calories when it comes to weight loss is a super important thing. Dr. Angela, thank you again. Our listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.